I reminded Jesus Christ that he was slain to receive strength for me. Therefore, I asked him to take away the pain and to give strength to my chest. The Holy Spirit answered, my healing shall come earlier than expected. On Sunday, the 5th of April, 2020, I connected to Canaan land, and then the words of God came through God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo. I have taken your infirmities and have borne your sickness. The siege is over. I shouted, amen. That same second, the pain left. I was discharged 2 days later from the hospital. Glory be to God. And the testifier is Bamidele B. Please join me, stand to your feet this morning, and let's together give thanks to God for these amazing testimonies.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Jesus, thank you today again for answered prayers. Thank you for being resident in the midst of your people. Thank you for doing what only you can do. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. Now speak to every one of us directly today. By your word, open a new chapter to everyone's life. Amen. Let this exhortation lead to a change of position. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's my year of breaking limits. Please get seated. Engaging the name of Jesus Christ for breakthroughs in life. It's so because every barrier bows to the name. Everything blocking the way of people to their realm of breakthroughs bows to the name. For he gave him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Philippians 2:10. Of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's why the name of Jesus is the master key to a world of breakthroughs. Because everything that receives the breakthrough of man bows to the name of Jesus. Everything. This morning we look at the following facts of scriptures. One, the name of Jesus protect us against all assaults of the wicked. And this sign shall follow them that believe. Mark 16:17. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. As they receive the baptism and the Holy Ghost in my name. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. The name of Jesus protects us against all assaults of the wicked. One of us mistakenly took axe seed for water. It was in his office, and he took the bottle, thirsty, poured it. Ah, you took acid. I said, no, I didn't take acid. Look at, they tested the thing in the bottle, is acid. The one inside them is water. If they take any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. It shall not hurt them. Even devils are subject to us in your name. Oh, yes. That's the way it's ordained to be. That's the way it's ordained to be. Every arrow of the wicked becomes subject to you from now. Amen. In Psalm 91, verse 14 to 16, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. And you know that happens by the name. I will be with him in trouble and deliver him and honor him. Protection, preservation by the name. With long life will I satisfy him. So every plan to cut down your life is told. Won't deliver. And show him my salvation. You never bury the young in your family anymore. Amen. Death is a name and it's subject to the name of Jesus. Death is a name. In fact, the Bible says the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. So death is a name, and every name is subject to the name of Jesus. Every name is subject to the name of Jesus, including death. Hallelujah. Psalm 18 and verse, or Proverbs 18 number, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. The name of Jesus protects us from all satanic assaults. Now, watch a mystery here in Numbers chapter 6. God was speaking to Moses, said Moses was to speak to Aaron. Speak to Aaron, saying, after this manner shall ye bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord cause his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. He said, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Now, look at verse 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. They will put my name so they become uncursable. For who can curse whom God has not cursed? They will put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Who can curse whom the Lord has not cursed? Who can defy whom the Lord has not defied? So the name protects us against the curses of men and devils. Can I hear your amen? Amen? They shall put my name upon them and I will bless them. Now, Paul said, Galatians 6:17, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. They shall put my name upon them, and so no man can trouble them. They shall put my name upon them. Anyone that troubles them, I will trouble him. It's a righteous thing for God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. So you carry that name, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6. You carry that name. Anyone that troubles you is troubled by God. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Now, Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 6. Come not near any man upon whom is a mark. Amen. So when you bear the mark of Jesus, amen. You know, when they want to know, what name does he bear? You bear the name of Jesus, and evil can come near you. They shall put my name upon them, and I will bless them. We also discovered, number two, that our thanksgiving ascends to God through the name of Jesus. Our thanksgiving ascends to God through the name of Jesus. Ephesians 5 and verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name. Father, I thank you for shielding my family from the plague of coronavirus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your good hand that kept every member of my family strong and healthy. I thank you for the provisions that you make for us, that we are not on the streets begging for food. I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for keeping me going in my walk with you. I thank you because not everybody that began as believers this year is still a believer now. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, our thanksgiving, just like our prayer, only ascends to God through the name of Jesus. So in everything, give thanks. For that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. That is the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And after we have done the will of God, we obtain the promise. What do we obtain? What do we obtain? Okay, Hebrews 10:36. We obtain the promise. Thank you, Jesus. Well, tomorrow is our special end of the month Thanksgiving service. No devil can stop it. No. No. Don't do that on your bed. Don't do that tying towel around your waist. Get dressed into God's presence. Dress up the children and mess up the devil. O seun tuntun laye mi ko dawo duro. Anu ni mo ri gba. Jesu seun tuntun laye mi ko daro duro. Gbogbo araye e wa mo je lope mo je baba lope o nigba ti mo ri ise yanu baba laye mi mo wi pe mo just get up and be in his presence. Wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there will be in their midst. There shall be diverse manifestations tomorrow as we dance and praise and celebrate God for keeping us on our feet. Amen. Amen. For shielding us from all evils. Yes. And for showing himself strong in our behalf. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Nobody's permitted to go hungry in this church. That's why we have the emergency operations going on. Please, it's your Father's house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All we are doing is receiving what we receive through the system so that we can be sure we are doing the right thing. Amen. And thank you for everyone that's a part of putting smiles on others' faces. Joy will never cease in your habitation. Be blessed in return. Amen. For seeing a need somewhere and being in grace to meet it and going ahead to meet it. Be blessed. Amen. Your generation will never beg bread. Amen. No winner will be a beggar. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And the church operation is with speed. I mean, that is right on the spot. Action in ensuring that needs are addressed as they get across to the appropriate places and then they are released back to them. That we do within 24 hours. Jesus is Lord. Are you excited about Jesus? This is the most trustworthy human family, the church. The church of Christ. Even when blood relations are not there, church people are there. Somebody's challenged, somebody's standing with him in the hospital. Himself, his wife, and everybody, they are looking after someone that they only know as a member of the Jesus' family. And that's our experience in this place. For everyone that's involved in it, expect to be rewarded openly in manners that no one else can deny. Blessed is the man that considereth the poor. Psalm 41, verse 1 to 3. The Lord will hear him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou will not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou will make all his bed in sickness. In his sickness. Those are the blessings that come the way of those who consider the poor, who reach out to the needy with delight. Oh yes, please get this cup of rice. Would you have this cup of beans? That's the level that you are now. Tomorrow you get somebody a bag of rice. Glory to God. We'll start from where you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this church shall continue to experience advancement and enlargement all through generations. Amen. This church shall continue to experience advancement and enlargement all through generations. Amen. This church shall continue to experience advancement and enlargement all through generations. Amen. Someone said, well, how do you mean? Psalm 112 and verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted himself, that delighted greatly in his commandments. With the seed shall be mighty upon earth, the generation of the oppressed shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Hear me this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church, whoever liveth, who has the key of hell and of death in his hand. This church, the winner's family, worldwide, shall continue to experience advancement and enlargement all through generations. That means the generation of every member shall continue to speak dominion, breakthroughs, enlargement, advancement. All through generation. Yes. The generation of Abraham is still speaking today. Yes. And if ye be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. So God has a generational blessing for his people who are doing his bidding with delight. And that's what you do in this place. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. My prayer is that the hand of God will not stop with you. Amen. It will proceed to your children, your children's children, in their generations, after the order of Abraham. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Awesome God. And next week is our liberation week. This ministry turns 39 next Saturday. Years of unchecked triumph, global testimony to the glory of his name. It's Jesus, nothing else. It's Jesus in the midst of his people manifesting himself. So we are in for the best of celebration time. Glory to God. It shall be glorious, both for the church and for every individual member. Stand to your feet. Glory to God. There is no other faith anywhere under heaven that imparts on generations but the Christian faith. Generational blessings is part of our package in redemption. Glory to God. You can see your children to their 7th, 10th, 15th, 20th generations just bouncing in grace, bouncing in glory by where we stand today as individuals. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, suddenly as it came, coronavirus will disappear. Amen. Suddenly as the fear came and gripped the entire world, the fear will disappear. Amen. This house arrest season, it will be over. Yeah. Yes. The resurrected Christ that now holds the key of David in his hand. Yes. That opens and no man shuts. And shuts and no man opens. He's stepping into their fears this week. Yeah. We'll hear good news. Yeah. That the fear of this terrorist is over. Yeah. Behind it all is the devil. And in the name of Jesus, we cast you out of the planet Earth, you shall torment the human race no further. Amen. The nations are rescued. Amen. The nations are released. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Lift up those two hands and speak.